Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. Speaking now about Ramzan Kadyrov, the absolute monster who rules the Chechen Republic, it being a region of Russia, obviously the homeland of the Chechen people. And the Chechen people are a nation by many definitions. They're a distinct ethnic group with their own language. They're almost all Sunni Muslims. They only became part of the Russian Empire because they were conquered with difficulty in the 19th century. They were very badly treated under Stalin because they were so oppressed. Some of them joined the German side in the Second World War, and then the rest of the Chechens were all deported in inhumane conditions in cattle trucks to Siberia, as in several days in an unheated railway wagon, I mean, without seating. Many people died on the way, had to stay in Kazakhstan and elsewhere. They weren't even allowed back until the late 1980s. You might say there was some sort of security threat from in the 1940s. All right, but after the war, there wasn't. Russia split up, well, from the Soviet Union dissolved, and so the Chechens said, well, we're taking back our independence. And it was fighting from 1994 to 1996. Russia lost that war. Russia with 140 million people, 2 million people. And then Putin obviously did the apartment block bombings, deliberately murdered several hundred civilians in Russia proper to start a new war in Chechnya in 1999. One of the crucial things he'd got Ramzan Kadyrov's father to change sides. He was one of the independence leaders. Putin famously boasted, Russia does not negotiate with terrorists. She destroys them. But that's not true, because these people are terrorists, obviously on Russia's side, having switched sides. Because some of the Chechen independence movement was secular, okay, like Jokhar Dudayev, but Ramzan Kadyrov and his father, they make a great show of being strictly observant Muslims. And Putin's often against Islamic extremism. Any Muslim who disagrees with him is an extremist in his... Chechnya is a Sharia state, and that's within the borders of the Russian Federation. Kadyrov is an absolute ogre. It's very, very well known. There have been systemic human rights abuses under him, many murders carried out by his police, and then forced disappearances and so on. And one of the favorite ways to get it to you is to get at your relatives. So Chechens who've gone abroad, Chechen dissidents, could be threats to their relatives could be kidnapped, could be beaten up, could be tortured. So the most horrific tortures are used on a very wide scale, including severe beatings and so hot and cold treatment, psychological torture, mock execution. It's just monstrous. People could be arrested and held for months, even years, without seeing a lawyer, without any court hearing. So habeas corpus is held in abeyance. Now, Kadyrov, he boasts that there is no homosexuality in Chechnya. Yet hundreds of gay men have been kidnapped. Many have been tortured, and some of them have been murdered because they're thought to be gay. He doesn't seem to have such a problem with lesbians. It goes on. So anyone, human rights organizations which document what he's doing, they face severe retribution. Their offices have been burned down, and he likes to boast that there's no crime in Chechnya. Well, there is if it's carried out by him. The murder of human rights activists, most notoriously Natalia Estemirova, okay? And she was working for Memorial. And she was kidnapped and murdered in 2009. And Memorial's now been outlawed as a so-called extremist organization, partly because it would commemorate the victims of Stalinist depression, the millions of people who were sent to slave labor camps. Should we call them concentration camps? And so on. A lot of people who were executed by firing squad on the flimsiest of evidence, or for doing things which wouldn't even mean it'd be a crime in most other countries. So it's just monstrous. That's what he's like. So Chechens have moved abroad. The previous person, Ahmed Zakharov, is in London. I think he's still in London. And some of those Chechens have sought asylum in other countries. A few of them in Ukraine, even fighting for Ukraine. Kadyrov boasts of his canine loyalty to Putin and said that he sent more men per capita fight in Ukraine than anywhere else, including his sons, sons that are well below 18. Another about Kadyrov is he's got four wives, or obviously one recognized by Russian law, the other under Islamic law. One of them he's supposedly married at 14, which again is seriously illegal under Russian law, and he encourages underage marriages. And Putin's even spoken that it's a marvelous tradition. So much for Putin being against underage sex, or paedophilia, should we call it. Often these with teenage girls with men who are much, much older, you know, two or three times her age. And so we go on. There are really no elections. There's complete impunity for him and his clan. So he's been under U.S. sanctions since 2020. Anyway, he's a terrible human rights abuser. And women have to wear the hijab. There's a prayer call. Nothing wrong with women choosing to wear the hijab. I don't object to the prayer call and so on. I'm not sure if alcohol is available. So Putin's saying he can do anything he wants so long as you keep the peace there. But he's obviously been seriously ill for at least 2 years. It was the Victory Day parade in Moscow in 2024 when he needed two people to help him on with his coat. He doesn't appear in public very much. He's sometimes a bit drawn off color, haggard and so on, presumably pumped full of whatever drugs it is to make him look healthy in the pink for these few public appearances. And there was sometimes he's going to be in Moscow meeting Putin and he can't because he's so sick. So he had German doctors to come in to treat him, but all these rumors always leak out. He's 49 years old. He's rumored to have kidney failure. Goodness. So what else? Yeah, he was meant to meet Putin on the 25th of December last year, but he didn't. And he had to go to hospital in Moscow and things like that. So that's why people think that he is dying. Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer bloke. And he seems to have been a bit bloated. Is that fluid buildup? Things like that. Is it something to do with his pancreas? He's sort of huffing and puffing. He walks in some real difficulty and things like that. So some people think he was even in a coma in 2003. So if it's not his kidneys, it's something to do with his endocrine system. Obviously, there's medical confidentiality, but people seldom manage to keep these things completely secret. He's sometimes used a walking stick to get around. Now, anyone who doesn't agree with him or call himself is a Nazi or a Satanist and stuff like that, despite him being genuinely, attitudinally Nazi and by his actions and so on. He probably want a pseudo-dynasty. If he dies, will it be his elder son, Ahmed Kadyrov, who takes over? Quite likely it will be. There are other possibilities. Aladinov. There's another son of his, Adam Kadyrov. Would he take over? He'd like to keep it in the family. Remember, his father was president of Chechnya before him, and he was killed at a bombing at a Victory Day parade in about 2004. Goodness. So could there be big changes? These are big shoes to fill. Maybe that they won't be able to take over or effectively rule his sons. Kadyrov used to boast that he was going to kill anyone who insulted Putin and stuff like that. And there's this famous video of when they capture an actor who looks quite like Zelensky, and he's brought in handcuffed on a rope, yeah, doing a hammed up Ukrainian accent, surrendering to Kadyrov. And Kadyrov is very, very courteous. And Kadyrov can't speak grammatical Russian, neither can I. The actor bore a striking resemblance to Zelensky, apart from the fact he was swarthier. But the thing is, that's why do you have the real Zelensky? Because you're clearly not succeeding. So that's it. So I think it's rather a grim future. A free Chechnya within Russia or outside Russia doesn't appear to be happening anytime soon. So that's it. And Chechen dissidents who've gone abroad, so they've been hunted down and murdered by Putin. There was one of them is in Berlin, who was a citizen of Georgia, and he was murdered by a guy Putin later had released as part of some spy swap. So Kadyrov will be soon going to his reward. So a lot of people live in terrible poverty in Chechnya, which is why some people volunteer for these sign-up bonuses, because the money goes to Kadyrov, and Kadyrov gets all this money. So I don't know where the money comes from. Allah gives it to us. I think Moscow gives it to him. So long as you keep order, we just don't want that conflict we had around the year 2000 in Chechnya. And Kadyrov has been as good as his word. He can be as cruel as he wants, so long as he runs a tight ship. All right. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecalant79@gmail.com. Goodbye.